The Orange Fairy Book by Andrew Lang. Narrated by Luke Daniels. The Frog and the Lion Fairy from the Journal of the Anthropological Institute. Once upon a time, there lived a king who was always at war with his neighbors, which was very strange, as he was a good and kind man, quite content with his own country and not wanting to seize land belonging to other people. Perhaps he may have tried too much to please everybody, and that often ends in pleasing nobody. But at any rate, he found himself, at the end of a hard struggle, defeated in battle, and obliged to fall back behind the walls of his capital city. Once there, he began to make preparations for a long siege, and the first thing he did was to plan how best to send his wife to a place of security. The queen, who loved her husband dearly, would gladly have remained with him to share his dangers, but he would not allow it. So they parted with many tears, and the queen set out with a strong guard to a fortified castle on the outskirts of a great forest, some 200 miles distant. She cried nearly all the way, and when she arrived, she cried still more, for everything in the castle was dusty and old, and outside there was only a graveled courtyard. And the king had forbidden her to go beyond the walls without at least 2 soldiers to take care of her. Now, the queen had only been married a few months, and in her own home she had been used to walk and ride all over the hills without any attendance at all. So she felt very dull at her being shut up in this way. However, she bore it for a long while because it was the king's wish. But when time passed, and there were no signs of the war drifting in the direction of the castle, she grew bold.